I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday he will soon send a small number of U.S. troops to bolster the NATO presence in Eastern Europe as tensions rise over Russia's military buildup on the borders of Ukraine. Biden made the remarks during a speech in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on Friday. The United States already has tens of thousands of troops stationed across mostly Western Europe, but the Pentagon is discussing sending a small number of reinforcements to the tent's eastern flank. This week, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said 8,500 troops were on heightened alert for possible deployment to assist NATO. Ukraine is not a member of NATO, but Washington fears that spillover into neighboring NATO countries could occur if Russia attacks Ukraine. Moscow insists it does not plan to attack, but has stationed more than 100,000 combat troops on the borders and is demanding that Western powers exclude Ukraine from ever joining the NATO alliance, as well as other concessions. Biden warned in a press conference last week that a Russian assault on Ukraine would achieve the opposite to the Kremlin's stated goal. He said if Russia invades Ukraine, NATO would actually increase troop presence in Ukraine's neighbors who are NATO members, such as Poland and Romania. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Friday he could not rule out a further escalation of tensions with Russia, but he criticized what he said was too much panic weighing on the economy. At a news conference, Zelensky said he doesn't consider the situation more tense than before. He said, quote, "There is a feeling abroad that there is war here. That's not the case." More on that and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States and European Union said Friday they're working together to source alternative supplies of natural gas to protect the European Union in case key energy supplier Russia retaliates against possible sanctions. Russia supplies about 40% of the natural gas used in Europe, where prices are already rocketing. Winter is far from over. A statement from U.S. President Joe Biden and European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen said they are working jointly toward continued, sufficient, and timely supply of natural gas to the EU from diverse sources across the globe to avoid supply shocks, including those that could result from a further Russian invasion of Ukraine. Once again, the words of U.S. President Joe Biden and EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen on Friday. Denmark's defense minister said Friday that European allies have agreed to draw up plans within 2 weeks on how to continue their fight against Islamist militants in Mali. This after France said the situation with the ruling junta in Mali had become untenable. Tensions have escalated between Mali and its international partners after the junta failed to organize an election, but following two military coups. It also has deployed Russian private military contractors, which some European countries have said is incompatible with their mission. Britain and Japan are preparing to hold a summit in Japan between the Prime Ministers Boris Johnson and Fumio Kishida in mid-February. This, according to Nikkei on Saturday, Johnson and Kishida are expected to discuss the Ukraine crisis, as well as other as ways to counter an increasingly strong China. This, according to a source, without citing sources, this was from Nikkei on Saturday. The United Nations said Friday that an Islamist militia in eastern Congo killed more than 1,200 people in 2021. That total is up almost 50% from the previous year. This took place despite the government imposing martial law and conducting joint operations with Uganda to stop the violence. The UN Joint Human Rights Office said the increase in killings occurred as the Allied Democratic Forces, a Ugandan armed group aligned with Islamic State, extended its attacks farther northward into Ituri province. Kenya said Friday it has boosted security after several foreign embassies warned of the risk of possible terror attacks targeting Westerners, particularly in the capital, Nairobi. Heavily armed police officers were patrolling the streets of Nairobi, and security was boosted outside key government offices, five-star hotels, private buildings, and shopping malls. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.